let the donkey out. I rescued a donkey. Don't ask me why.
Sam Fry runs an animal rescue near Orient. A sign on the fence says it all.
It says, "This property is maintained for the comfort and security of the animals. If you don't like it, go away."
Fry's rescue is teeming with family pets, and Sam blames the economy.
It's the worst I've ever seen it. There's a lot of people who are having to surrender their pets due to, like, foreclosures, job losses. A lot of tears fall when they're surrendering their pets.
She takes in animals from across the nation, and it's not just families that can no longer afford pets.
We've taken in a lot of breeder surrenders, probably 200-300. I'm taking in from other rescues that are closing.
Rescues are closing too?
Oh, yeah. Rescues are closing coast to coast.
He wants to play with the microphone, huh? They all do. You guys like that? They're also feeling the economic impact at the Animal Rescue League in Des Moines, where Carrie Liljegren is an intake officer.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to see because, they know their animals are part of their family, but they want to do what's best for them, and if they can't support an animal, they got to do what's best for them, so.
Struggling to keep her pets, Tammy Cross came in asking for food.
I'm here because my three boys have to have surgery, and I'm off of work for 3 weeks, and I just don't have the money right now for dog food and cat food to feed my animals.
They can't afford maybe the veterinary care, they can't afford deposits required by the apartments that they live in, any numbers of things, right down to I can't afford to feed this cat.
Tom Colvin, formerly with the Humane Society in Waterloo, now oversees nearly 500 animals at Des Moines' largest shelter. He says the economic impact is the worst since the 1980s farm crisis.
And we have actually seen it where they're waiting outside the door in a line to bring animals into us. That's very disheartening.
Surrenders are final at the Animal Rescue League, but most of the orphan pets are lucky because of the facility's expanded capacity.
Euthanasia is primarily because of behavior or medical concerns anymore. That's still being said. There are just way too many. It just absolutely is something that we just got to get turned around, Rick.
In Cedar Rapids, the high mark for owner surrenders was 2 years ago when entire families were displaced by the flood. But Zach Melton at Cedar Valley says hardship pet surrenders are still common.
As much as companion animals have gained a stronger foothold in American society as being considered part of the family, they are still low on the totem pole when it comes to survival.
People right now don't want to talk. They just, you see tears falling and you see, here, I got to go. That's what you get. Lots of tears and here, I got to go. When people are hurting, they don't really want to talk about it. It's private. It's personal.
The adversity goes beyond household pets. Sam Fry has a corral of horses that were given up by owners who can no longer afford the cost of feed, boarding, farrier, and vet services. Near Orient, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.